This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have this scene from the movie The Fugitive that reminds me of what where the Democrats are in all of this. And I'm going to play the clip in just a second, but I'll set it up where Harrison Ford's character has escaped. The train is derailed, and they're looking for him because they can't find him. And there's some other dead guys, but they've lost body count. And they're asking one of the guards, have you seen him? He says, no, I don't think he made it. And so Nick Searcy, who plays the sheriff, is saying, okay, guys, let's wrap it up. You know, it's all over and this, that, and the other. And then Tommy Lee Jones's character comes over and says, well, wait a minute. You know, we need to have a full accounting. And Nick Searcy's like, look, they're gone. We just heard from a witness, et cetera. And while they're arguing back and forth, one of the other federal guys that works for Tommy Lee Jones brings the little shackles and says, you know, and Tommy Lee Jones is like, oh, what are these? He says, it's funny when we find shackles, you know, without people in them. Anyway, as you listen to this, here's the point. Tommy Lee Jones is sort of acting as we the people. And what these other people are doing is trying to tell us, look, they're all gone. You can trust us. You know, we've got all the information. Here's the experts that are saying this. So here's the clip, and you'll kind of get the point.
Vic, do a look and see down there and take movement.
Right.
Come on, now it's time to go to work.
Bus rolled over several times before it settled to the hill here. I don't know if I passed out or what, but when I looked up, the train was bearing down on us. Fast. I don't know how. It's still kind of hazy, but somehow I grabbed him and I pushed him out of the bus.
You're a brave man. You could have both been killed.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, he's my partner. He would have done the same for me.
Excuse me, Sheriff. I'm Deputy United States Marshal Samuel Girard. I'd like to talk to you.
I'll be with you in just a minute.
Okay.
One more time, just for the record. These three are dead.
Yeah.
And this one? Look, everything happened so fast. No, I don't think he made it. Well, looks like you came a long way for nothing.
With all due respect, Sheriff Rollins, I'd like to recommend checkpoints on a 15-mile radius at I-57, I-24, and over here
Route
13.
Whoa, wait a minute. The prisoners are all dead. And the only thing checkpoints are going to do is get a lot of good people frantic around here and flood my office with calls.
Well, shit, Sheriff. I'd hate to see that happen, so I guess I'll take over your investigation.
On what authority?
Governor of the state of Illinois, United States Marshal's Office, 5th District, Northern Illinois.
All right, fine. You want jurisdiction over this mess? You got it. Okay, boys, gather around here and listen up. We're shutting it down. Wyatt Earp's here to mop up.
Sheriff, before you go with that need, Sam.
Oh, wow, gee whiz, look here. You know, we're always fascinated when we find leg irons with no legs in them.
Who held the keys, sir?
Me.
Where are those keys at?
I don't know.
Care to revise your statement, sir?
What?
Do you want to change your bullshit story, sir?
He might have got out.
He might have
what
got out.
What the hell is this? A minute ago, you were telling me he's part of the wreckage, and now he might have got out?
Fire truck. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I love it when the lady in that clip says, care to revise your statement. And, you know, then this is the guy that has reported that everybody's been accounted for. He says, care to revise your statement. And I think as we listen to all of this unfold about the Bidens, I think of the media. And we play this media clip all the time of Hunter's done nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong. No, Hunter's done it. You know, and how great the family is and how great Joe Biden is. And they've done, you know, even though there's been no connection to your son with this, that, and the other. Care to revise your statement, sir? So that's what I look at. Do you care to revise your statement? Now, of course, none of these clowns are going to revise their statement, but I was asked this on a radio show. Kevin, what do you think the media is going to do? What do you think the left are going to do when they're confronted with the truth about the Bidens? I said they're going to act like it's no big deal. They're actually going to pretend that they never did it. It's kind of like the people with COVID, the Nazis out there, who every time you looked around, they were telling you to raise your mask and wear your mask and why aren't you quarantining and all this and you need to get the shot, and they wanted us to not get medical treatment if we didn't get the shot. They didn't want us to be fed if we didn't get the shot. Some of them wanted us in concentration camps. Care to revise your statement? I mean, that should be our battle cry. Care to revise your statement? Because everything that we've been talking about with respect to the Biden families, which, by the way, took no stretch. It wasn't like you had to be a genius in all this. Like you looked at it and says, well, look, this is going to take a thoughtful analysis. No, it didn't. It didn't take thoughtful analysis. And I don't like rehashing it, but I always come back to this, and it's because I'm on a board. You cannot get the types of perks from corporate America, particularly global national firms, that Hunter Biden got with his track record. Sometimes you just have to resign yourself to the idea that you're not going to be the point man. And I think the level of desperation of the Biden family is that they made Hunter the point man. Think about that. So they make Hunter Biden the point man for the Biden family because they've been getting away with it so long in Delaware. Joe is a senator, ran Delaware. I don't think people understand how powerful a senator is in your state. I sat with Ross Perot Jr. He told me a story about his father. And here's the question I asked Ross. I said, Ross, I don't understand why you guys are so caught up in these politicos. I go, you donate money to them. They flip-flop. They switch out. You know, they get beaten. And yet, we still just pander to them. And he looked at me. He couldn't quite understand the question. And I said, look, I think you'd be better off serving groups that are doing actual work in the field, on the ground, dealing with the various issues. And so he still looked at me strange, but then he goes on and he tells me a story. And maybe he was more astute than I thought. But he said to me, Kevin, one time my dad was watching TV, and the soldiers, the Navy people out there, they'd been out to sea too long. And he was upset. He was angry. He was a Navy guy. And he wanted to get things done, so he called the Pentagon. And he says, you know, blah, 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 blah. He called the president. He didn't get an answer. He said he called the Pentagon. He didn't get the answer he liked. He said, so then he called the senator. And he told me what senator it was. It may have been John Conley, if I'm not mistaken. And he says, and eventually, what they did is they brought up the submarines. He flew out all these USO entertainers, and they brought up the submarines. And he goes, it was a big deal. You don't bring submarines up. I got to finish this in the next segment. I'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We left off. I was explaining a conversation I was having with Ross Perot Jr. about his dad. And his dad, watching TV, said my dad was reactionary, but when it came to the military, you know, he would spring into action. And he said he was watching TV, and they talked about how long the Navy had been deployed, because there was a lot of things going on in the Persian Gulf. And it incensed Senior, who says, we got to get those guys up. And he called the president and, you know, didn't get a response quick enough. He says, my dad had a yellow legal pad. And he says, you did not want to be on that list, on that pad. He said, you just scratch names off of it. So he ended up calling the Pentagon. Nothing happened. So he says, he called the senator. And he says, look, I want those guys up. You know, I'm a Navy guy. You know, when, of course, you know, he's a billionaire. He's going to get their attention. And sure enough, they allowed him to let USO performers go and entertain all the Navy people around the globe. And Ross Sr. paid for it. And Ross Jr. was saying it was such a big deal that they even brought the nuclear submarines up to let those troops on. He goes, to let the nukes up where you know, the submarines up where the Russian satellites can see them is a big thing. But that's how powerful Ross Sr. was. And there, the reason why we were talking about it, there's a big picture in his museum. And he says, Kevin, this may be the largest postcard ever. And it's the entire vessel of one of the aircraft carrier, where the entirety of the Navy on that ship is saluting the helicopter that's taking the picture. And they sent it to Ross Sr. to thank him for that. Now, why do I tell you this story? I tell you this story because that senator was the one who got that done, and they're powerful. And here's Joe Biden running Delaware. And I mentioned in the first hour, people think Bo Biden was some cult hero because of the way Joe describes him. Bo Biden was a horrible guy. He was the attorney general. He was made the attorney general of Delaware. Now, I want you to think about this. The highest ranking law enforcement officer was shoehorned in by Joe Biden and his family. So what? They could do what? So they could continue the things that they were doing. Look at what we've learned about Macklin. I think that's his name. The guy who was Joe Biden's attorney, who was working in conjunction with Weiss and running interference for Joe as they did all their crooked business in Delaware. We also know that Hunter, while he was simultaneously building business overseas with Burisma and also in Romania, all around oil, gas, things that quite frankly are part of the nation's national security, and what Trump had done everything he could to make America independent of foreign oil. And here are the Bidens colluding with countries to build oil infrastructure in America. And so Bo was going to be part of the apparatus to allow that to happen with immunity. The Bidens, with him as attorney general, they could do whatever they wanted in that state. And look, as much as we may look at Joe Biden as a buffoon, and he certainly is one, in Delaware, he's a god. And he can get things done. And what I learned from Ross in that instant is that he could, you know, I could be effective as a, like, because what I compared him to was Rush Limbaugh. I said, what would you rather, you know, be buddies with, Rush Limbaugh or this, you know, one of the senators from Texas? And again, Ross kind of looked at me like, I don't think you get it. And I didn't. To be able to pick up the phone, call a senator, and do what Ross Sr. did, his junior saw that firsthand multiple times. He says, man, when my dad wanted something to happen, get the president on the phone. And it happened. And people called him back, and they took him seriously. Now, Limbaugh can take you seriously. He could get you on the radio. He could raise the status of your issue, but he couldn't do the things that a senator could do. And that's when it hit me. Why these guys are so adamant about the political part of this game, so to speak. And let's go back to what the attorney generals can do. Look at what the Bidens did. They had 178 suspicious activity reports. And as we've learned, I think there are 6 banks that are involved in these SARs. So Ted Cruz was talking about this on his podcast with James Comer as his guest, who's over the House Oversight Committee. And he says, not only has Comer been looking into the Biden family about fulfilling promises to the American people, but he's also familiar with these SARs. And one of the guys that was on the podcast was a director of a bank. Now, when I saw this story, I thought of a little commercial. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? And the little owl goes, 1, 2, 3. And he crunches it and says, 3. Well, I would ask the question, how many licks does it take before you get to the center of a controversy where banks, 6 different banks are looking at suspicious activity reports? We're not, you know, if there's one bank looking at a SARS or a series of SARS, maybe you get it. But there's 6, and we're not talking about little banks. We're talking about globals, big banks. You know, who was it? Goldman Sachs, for example, was one of the agencies that was being looked at, that was looking at these. How is it that you can have 6 banks looking at over 170 suspicious activity reports, and that doesn't raise any flags with the FBI, the IRS, etc., which, of course, it did, and we know the outcome. So how many banks does it take to trigger for something to happen to the elites, to the Bidens. SARs are submitted and sent to the Treasury Department when banks have, quote, a strong suspicion that a crime has been committed. And you know what it takes to generate that, because we covered it in other broadcasts. You know, when you set up multiple shell companies, when your deposits are $10,000 or more, when you're moving them through those multiple shell companies and you can't find an actual product, there's many things that will trigger this. And what they do is they do this not only to protect the consumer, but they do it to protect the bank. The bank has to say, we're not laundering money. We're not doing this. And Comer emphasized that these are very seldom submitted. If someone were to have two, it would be hard for that person to open up a bank account. Now, I asked this question before because I'm not in the bank. That's not my sector. But I was curious. What would it take? I tried to Google it, and they said, you know, it varies. It's a variable answer. But here's what I do know. If you have 170 of them from six different major banks, then you're definitely going to have somebody say, we got to watch this. Think about this. Think about it this way. One of Melissa and our friends is a girl named Laura Loomer. Laura can't open up a PayPal account, can't send Venmo, has trouble getting a banking relationship. And what has she done? Absolutely nothing. She doesn't have shell companies. She doesn't have any SARS reports. She doesn't have any suspicious deposits and withdrawals happening to this or that. She doesn't have a business that's not a real business. You know exactly what she does. But she can't get a bank account, and there are many others. We have lots of friends that are in the conservative industry, in the business of conservatism, that can't get bank accounts. And these guys can do all the things that we just described. And nobody said a word. Hunter Biden can open up 50 bank accounts. Care to revise your statement?
Jackson Radio Show.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey,
USA News Update. Today in New Hampshire, Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is unveiling his economic vision for the United States. The Florida governor spoke out against what he perceives as federal overreach.
We've seen our national debt explode, and the Chinese Communist Party continues to eat this country's lunch every single day.
DeSantis also promised to take decisive action to overturn President Biden's energy and climate regulations. Former President Trump says he'll be indicted any day now as part of the investigation into his efforts to stay in power after the 2020 election. In a Truth Social post, Trump called it election interference and prosecutorial misconduct. Americans' confidence in the military is at a 26-year low. A Gallup poll shows 60% of Americans are confident in the U.S. military, a level not seen since 1997. Republicans have less confidence than Democrats. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is the scariest sound you will hear when you live in a communist country. This is the last sound my parents heard when their fathers were taken away in the middle of the night, and they never saw their loved ones again. That's the sound of losing your freedom. The sound of always living in fear. That's my family's real life story. We escaped from Vietnam just days before Saigon fell to the communists. We were given a new life in the most generous country on earth. America saved my life. I graduated from the United States Naval Academy. I earned a master's in physics and fellowships at MIT and Harvard before the left replaced merit with racial quotas. I spent my life trying to repay my debt to America, my country, our country, with 25 years of service in Navy Special Operations, combat in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Somalia. But now our country has taken a dark turn. That's Joe Biden's Justice Department sending 24 armed agents to arrest a pro-life activist in front of his family. That's Joe Biden's IRS raiding a gun shop and seizing thousands of records from law-abiding gun owners. Our names, our addresses, our social security numbers. That's Joe Biden arresting his challenger in the next election, a former president of the United States.
I love that video of that Vietnamese man that came over and his parents, you know, were evacuated out of Saigon. And he talked about coming to America as a child and how he feels about it. We just played the clip. What a moving story. And, you know, I thank God that we are not displaced and have to feel that. I mean, think about what those kids all went through, these Vietnamese expatriates who live in America, who can remember that stuff vividly. And then all those people coming from all these anguished places around the world who come to this country and they see it for what it is. Melissa and I, we rode with a Uber driver, and he was Indian, he was Sikh, and he was absolutely hysterical, but he talked about how education was so emphasized in India because they now surpass China, by the way, as the number one largest population of people in the world. And he says it's so competitive over there. that he comes to America to go to college because, you know, it's too competitive in India. And so Melissa asked the question, what does that say about our education system? But here's what he said that was kind of critical in one respect. He says, you know, if I'd lived in America, I probably wouldn't have gotten my master's in business. And I go, why is that? He goes, because I would have pursued my passion. He made the comment that when you're living in India, you're so focused on survival. Where are you going to get your next meal? That you can't think ahead. And he credited Americans for never having to worry about that as a reason why we are the most innovative people in the world. And we were both kind of discussing that. I don't know if I brought it up or he brought it up. But I believe that. I believe that when you grow up and, you know, there's these protections in there for you, you know, the base level protections, not the way that we've overdone it, where welfare has become better than working. But his thing was, man, I would have pursued my passion. And I don't know whether he'd be a different person. He was absolutely hysterical. He's a joy to ride with. But so insightful about India and the grift that's out there. And he goes, in America, the corruption is at the highest level. He recognized that. But not at the lowest level. Things of just getting, you know, your driver's license or getting a permit to build on your house or to start a business. He goes, it's corrupt beyond belief. And he goes, and it was funny. He said he came here kicking and screaming. He didn't want to come to America. His father wanted him to come over to protect his sisters, to sort of be with them. But he goes, I can't see myself going back. Anyways, just an interesting story, but. And not what I wanted to talk about. What I actually wanted to talk about was Joe Biden and some of these things that are starting to happen that let you know that his Q score is going down. And he's now making desperation moves. And one of them was, and I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, impeachment coming up and the discussion of impeachment. And speechwriter wrote it into Joe Biden's speech, and he actually brought it up. He played it off like, oh, they want to impeach me for inflation when it's coming down. Next thing he'll probably say something like, they want to impeach me for gasoline prices and they're coming down. Well, they're coming down from what? They've been pretty high his whole time. Joe Biden has been a scourge on the middle class in America. Certainly has beaten the poor down to where they don't even know which way is up. But the middle class are feeling this pinch. I can speak personally from it, and I know many of you can. But the bigger, I don't know if it's bigger, but I always look at these things sort of in how they come together. So Joe Biden is talking impeachment. He tries to play it off that, you know, they want to impeach me for nothing. They have no reason to impeach me when he knows that's completely not true. He can't run under the protection of the DOJ because this judge just uncovered the DOJ, who's supposed to represent the people, colluded in that plea agreement with Hunter Biden to try to run out the clock. And that's where we are right now. If you ever see a clip of Andy McCarthy, you'll see him talking about this, where he says the DOJ is supposed to be the ones, it's for the people, and Hunter's defense lawyers did exactly what they were supposed to do. They tried to shoehorn this thing in. So they did their job. But the DOJ is supposed to catch it and say, no, you're not going to expand this beyond where it covers everything. We have too many other investigations, an ongoing investigation, and others. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I think it is. So if you can't get Hunter on his 2016 statute of limitations for that and the gun charge, so what? He's got plenty of other stuff leading into 2017, 2018, 2019. The real question is, why haven't we gotten him? And that's a condemnation of the Biden administration, and particularly the Department of Justice. So let's see justice, because that's all the American people want. The biggest thing on your minds and the minds of most of the people that we talk to is, when are they going to have to pay? Why is it that we're always under fire? Why are they going after Donald Trump yet again? I think it was Stephen Miller who jokingly said, yeah, they're going after the gardener at the White House, at Mar-a-Lago. I think the guy, he's a I don't know what he does, but he does a menial task at Mar-a-Lago, and they're indicting this guy with Trump because they dare not give data to the National Archives. I mean, this is some of the most ridiculous stuff you've ever seen. And frankly, I like it because the more crazy it gets, the more level of desperation you seek. So what are we talking about here? Why am I setting all this up? Well, as my brother would say when he was beating me at dominoes, he'd say, pressure will burst a pipe. And the pressure, I think, is getting to Biden and the Biden family, and I can sense it. And I mean, there's parts of it you just see because Joe Biden is starting to fail more. I mentioned that of the 37 times, and it's been more since then, but when we talked about this, 31 of the 37 times they were supposed to take Biden up into Air Force One, they took him up through the belly of the plane, which is a much shorter stairs. Also, the press corps couldn't see it, so they can't see him falling. There's already rumors afloat that he doesn't want to do any interviews. I mean, he's really cutting back on the interviews. It's kind of a joke in the press corps. But what am I talking about? He acknowledged the possibility of impeachment. And I mentioned earlier that it was a day after when he was confronted by the media with the question, he blew it off. So what changed? And the answer is nothing. Unless you include the realization by Biden that he's caught. And I can only liken it to the moment when Clinton finally realized that they had the blue dress and they were threatening to look at the DNA on it, and he knew it was his, and suddenly he went from this very defiant finger-wagging guy to a guy, literally, he looked like he was dying. I'll never forget the dichotomy between what Clinton looked like when he thought he was going to get out of it and the look on his face when he knew he was got. And that's the look I'm starting to sense for Joe Biden. But his actions are also starting to sort of lend themselves to that. And one of them is the line can't help him anymore. Now that the DOJ, the leftist media, have been exposed as his co-conspirators, as well as conspirators against Trump and his partner in crime, he can't hide. So why not just start coming clean on everything, right? Like your seventh grandchild. And that's what I want to get into next. Joe Biden finally acknowledged his seventh grandchild. And he's been denying this now for years. Little Navy is 4 years old. And Joe Biden is just acknowledging that that's his grandchild. We'll explore that when we come back. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
They say that and the best way to clear, you know, kind of clean up your image is you bring in kids or you bring in animals like kittens or puppies or stuff like that. and we're talking about Joe Biden. I don't think Joe Biden's capable of what I would call a come to Jesus moment, but I do believe that there's something afoot in what he's been doing lately. And I think that it's a realization that they've done everything they can to cover up for him, and they can't do it anymore. I mean, look at what we still got pending. We got this dope in the White House, this cocaine that was found in the White House. I think the majority of Americans believe that dope belongs to Hunter Biden. It certainly would surprise no one to learn that Hunter had a baggie of cocaine. He was certainly known for using the drug. But guess what? The Secret Service says, we can't find anything, you know. All the cameras, all the security, everything that goes on there, and they tell us, oh, it was in a common area, then we find out something different, and then suddenly the investigation goes away. And then you look at the heels of this plea deal that they wanted to do for Hunter that nobody else would have gotten. And as I said, the Republicans would have done themselves a service by saying, here's some people that did what Hunter did with three suspicious activity reports, or 30. Or this many shell corporations, not 20, just 3. Or this many crooked-looking deals and transactions or whatever. And here's what they got. They're serving 20 years in the federal penitentiary. Show us examples. I sent that over to Congressman Jim Jordan. I'll see what he does. But give examples. Don't just act as if, because they're like, oh, it's no big deal. So what, Hunter was paying prostitutes and flying around on planes and using them as part of his expense account. So what, Hunter bought himself a $170,000 car right after he came back from Ukraine and got his first payment from Burisma. I mean, all these connective dots. And then, of course, 170-plus suspicious activity reports in 6 different major banks, and you hear 2-3 of these is all it takes for them to trigger to where you can't even get a bank account. Then juxtapose that next to the number of conservatives who can't get bank accounts. Friends of mine who cannot get bank accounts. I'm not going to name them all because I don't want to put their business out there. But something, you know, Laura, as I mentioned earlier, is public knowledge. So the Biden family, you look at Joe Biden and I never did any business. I never talked to my son about business. Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, and by the way, Joe, we got you on audio tape talking about it to Zolichevsky. And you got all of Hunter's business partners that we subpoenaed. And now they're starting to drop dime on you. And then suddenly Joe has the nerve to mention impeachment. Because typically you don't want to say something that points the finger at you, but that's what he did. He was forced to do it. So we got that. And now, let's go back to the children and the puppies. Little Navy, the little girl who'd been denied being a member of the Biden family. And finally, the Bidens have acknowledged their little sex child, Hunter's sex child, Navy. Here's what people wrote. Joe Biden offered his first statement on his 4-year-old grandchild, Navy Joan Roberts, the daughter of Hunter Biden and London Roberts, an Arkansas woman who filed a paternity suit against the president's son in May of 2019. Our son Hunter and Navy's mother London are working together to foster a relationship that is in the best interest of their daughter, preserving her privacy as much as possible going forward, Biden said in a statement. Huh. Navy, one of the president's 7 grandchildren, has recently been the subject of headlines as Republicans have criticized Biden for previously touting his 6 grandchildren. Here's what Biden's statement continues. This is not a political issue. It's a family matter. Jill and I only want what is best for our grandchildren, including Navy. Now, vehement denials. We've got Biden being asked by Peter Ducey about it. I don't know if we have the clip, but Peter Ducey asked Biden, you know, something about his, you know, is there congratulations in order now that you know that that the baby's yours. Anyway, I did a little research about additions to the Biden family, and we go back to September of 2021 when the Biden family announced a new addition. You ready for this? So CNN reported at the time the addition of Commander. Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden have added to their pet family. The First Lady spokesperson told CNN, a new puppy, a purebred German Shepherd, was spotted Monday playing on the south lawn of the White House. Michael LaRosa, Jill's press secretary, confirmed the news of a new family puppy. Yes, there is a puppy, LaRosa said. The puppy is named Commander. He was a birthday gift to the president from his brother James and his sister-in-law Sarah Biden. And he celebrated at that time his 79th birthday. So let me put this in perspective for you. Little Navy, Joan Biden now. By the way, they didn't want her to have her last, the Biden last name until recently because they saw the optics of that. But Little Navy was treated worse than a dog. But what about the other thing Ducey said to Biden? Ducey says to Biden, questions him about his grandbaby, and Biden says, only you would ask that question. You're a good man. You're a good man, he said sarcastically. So what's wrong with Ducey having asked the question of Joe Biden about his new grandbaby? Let's just stop for a second. You're a new grandparent. Doesn't matter how many grandbabies you have. I got friends Dale and Lori. Dale called me literally a month ago to say, we got a new addition to the family, Kevin. It's our seventh grandchild. Literally called me a month ago. Proud of it. That's what you do when you announce children and grandchildren. You're proud of it. The press asks you, what do you think about your new grandbaby? And Joe Biden knew it was his grandbaby at the time. The news was confirmed at that point. So the world deserved to know. Asking that kind of a question is good journalism, but not when you want to hide the fact that you're a deadbeat grandparent. Hell, even Maury, on Maury, when the reveal is done and Maury says, you are the father, Maury always asks the surprised father, so what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now that you know the child is yours? What are you going to do? And you know what these dudes that are not very good fathers, but they say, you know, man, I know the baby mine, so I'm gonna step up and, you know, do what's right. You know, I'm gonna bring them diapers. You know, they have an answer. But Biden says, yeah, you're a good man. You're a good man. Only you ask that question. The real question is this. What took so long to address this so-called non-political family issue? The Bidens knew the Navy was their granddaughter, certainly since the DNA test, at the very least. And I would speculate that they knew Navy was their granddaughter from the moment that London said she was pregnant. But regardless of when they found out, why delay announcing the child as part of your family? Holy Mother of Mayhem. No matter what Navy's mother did, and she was a stripper, she could only upgrade the Biden family name given what Hunter was doing. I mean, I don't know what this lady did, but I don't think she's got it on a laptop. And I, again, to each his own, but there was no reason for this family to say we're not going to acknowledge that. Look, I get it. It doesn't look good that Hunter's dating a stripper, but it's Hunter. So I think about the standard that the Bidens held Navy and her mother to, and how they held Hunter in such high esteem. A man who loves making porn films with prostitutes while snorting cocaine off their bodies, and that's just for starters. So Going back to why is Biden doing this now? And I think he's got to improve his scores. He's got to say, look, you know, we wanted to give them privacy to do this or that. And it's a distraction to try to make him out to be, oh, everyday Joe, just a good old guy. He and Jill, the lady that Hunter Biden called the C word, his stepmother. The man, though, that Joe Biden says is the best guy he knows. And they won't even acknowledge their grandbaby until now. So the timing suspect. Don't know, long term what this all means. I don't think it's going to buy him anything in particular. I don't think anybody's going to be, oh, geez, Joe, let's all forgive him for this, but we'll see how it plays out. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there, folks. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.